Woofers, as they're known, work for free on sustainable and organic farms in exchange for food and accommodation, and it's happening right across the world. But now Australian farmers say that they're likely to see less woofers because of the changes to the second working holiday visa.
We will still take woofers, but the impact of the visa changes means that volunteer work won't contribute towards their 88 days for the second year extension on their visas. So we're basically looking at the woofer program, you know, losing a large amount of its interest.
Andrew Hearn has hosted woofers on his farm on the mid-north coast of New South Wales for the last 5 years.
You know, we grow veg, we raise pasture-raised pork, and we've got a small flock of laying hens. So feed the animals, water the animals, collect the eggs, label egg cartons, weed, more weeding, mulch, and help with harvesting and packing of the produce because we do 2 markets a week.
So what sort of effect will these changes have on your business?
Economically, probably not that much because the business is now at a stage where we can take on another employee. We've got a great apprentice lined up to start in November, which is really good. Means I'll probably have to get out of bed a bit earlier each day because I'll have to do all the animal feeding. But the main thing is going to be the cultural exchange between us and the woofers and the impact that that has on our community.
Andrew Hearn says that 85% of his woofers volunteer to fulfil the 88 days required to qualify for the 12-month extension of their visa. That's the case for Adam Blanks from the UK, who is midway through his woofing placement.
I love it. I think it's been a fantastic experience and, I really enjoy it. I've definitely learned a lot about organic produce and, well, farming in general, really. Growing stuff is something that I never had any idea really about before. And, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about the local area and it's been great. I don't think I would have got the same cultural experience if I'd have gone somewhere else picking bananas all day or something like that. At the farm, I get to do a bit of everything, looking after animals, planting vegetables and harvesting, so...
And what do you think about the new requirements for the second year visa?
I think it was fairly hard enough as it was to fulfil the requirements, and now it's only making it harder, well, less options to fill the requirements, definitely.
Further up the coast in the Clarence Valley, Mike Smith has several woofers working on his organic farm.
Well, it's virtually shut down our ability to provide food to our local community in the quantity and the standard that we've been doing. It's going to make it very, very difficult for us, and not just us, the flow-on effects for the rest of the community as well.
What would you say to those people who, you know, are saying that, well, perhaps you should be paying them?
Yes, that's fairly true. But having said that, there's an exchange going on. We go down to the hostel, we pick them up every morning, we bring them out to the farm, we drop them home again, we feed them, we look after them, we have a really nice exchange. It's not a free process for me at all.
Where does that leave the woofers that are currently on your farm? What position are they in?
We're of the understanding several months ago when we heard about this that the assistant minister wouldn't make a decision until Christmas time or roughly around Christmas time. So we said, okay, we told all our young people, we said, okay, this is what's going to happen. We're going to push to make sure it doesn't happen, but in the interim we're going to get you right through till Christmas to so finish your 88 days because they've said that that's okay. Last week the decision was handed down without any consultation to say on the 31st of August it was finished and was over. So that left a lot of my young people who are sitting on 60 days, 70 days that they'd worked on the farm voluntarily to get their second year visa. That left them in a position where they now have to go to another area or they have to find paid work within the agricultural industry or an industry that fits the criteria and get a pay slip, otherwise they can't finish their 88 days. And the biggest problem with that is in our valley, in the Clarence Valley, it's going to be very difficult for them to finish those days off.